Hello, everybody, and welcome to Red or Dead Season 2, Episode 2. Is it Season 2? Season 3, isn't it?
Yeah, Season 3.
Season 2.
Yeah, I was right. No, Season 3.
We're three, bro.
There you go. I'm on it as much as the guys. And we're back here talking about Liverpool. First game of the season has just happened. We're waiting for Maria to join us in a little bit. But in the meantime, let's introduce everyone. Starting off with Dre. How's it going? How's the heat wave? What's going on your end?
It is a hot one in London. We're all complaining about the weather, and we'll be complaining when it gets cold and rainy and foggy next week. But for now, we're complaining about the heat rather than the rain.
If you can't see him, he's in a vest at the moment. But the surrounding that you're in, that does not make for a cool room. I can see Ellie has got a clean surface behind him. That's the way you should have it, white surface. That's the way that they do it abroad as well. That keeps the heat off surfaces. You've got like clothing and freebie merch and all this stuff that you've been given by other advertisers.
Freebie! The dig!
All the
freebies.
Dig. Ooh, I need to put it in shot so that I can get some more freebies. That's the problem. Look, more free crap all over the place. That's why it's not cool on your end. Ellie, but you look like you've got a cheap Liverpool shirt on. What's going on there?
Oh, what?
Yeah, this was, well, it's actually, well, it was a gift, so thank you very much. So, and I'm not going to say what shirt it is because the person might be insulted if they're listening. But it's actually, I was just saying that it didn't feel the most cooling shirt in the world. And it's short sleeves, so that made me think it can't be the original one. Because otherwise, it would explain why our players were a bit subpar that season. But that's another story altogether. I like it. I haven't worn it for a while, so I thought today's the day to bring back the joy, seeing as that we had very little of that this weekend. We've just gone.
Oh, wait a minute. You're wearing the unlucky shirt, the one that the massacre happened.
Yeah, because that's what it's like. That it's like a remontada. We're back there again. It's like,
why are you wearing it then?
Huh?
Why are you wearing it then?
Because they think we're in the same position we were that time too, unless something changes. So
that and the Villa shirt is banned.
Villa? Why? Oh, yeah, sorry. Because
he didn't get free ones with that, that's why. Suki, what? Suki, how you doing? Dressed in black in the heatwave. That's very clever of you. Well done.
I'm good. I'm not as cool, man. No, it's not. I'm not as struggling as Dre.
Oh, he's
Dre,
not in London. Like... I forgot. He's in some Midlands. So it's probably like, they're probably heatwave because it's 22 degrees and the fog has just lifted. I get it.
I'm sorry, mate. We can't
coming out from the mines.
Wow. The snobbery knows no ends. Suki, don't listen to him, man. You look slick. Suki looks slick in his black gums. He's so cool, he's trying to warm himself up. That's
exactly
the guy, Suki.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. We kind of need an explanation of what Cass looks like now. He looks like,
He looks like a
Colombian
like some type of villain. A villain racist.
He's got his aviators on in his hotel room in Malta.
You know what I mean? Espresso martini in hand, and that's not a joke.
You'll see it on our profiles later on our stories. We'll make sure we put the picture up of the Baron villain.
Also, a zebra shirt is up.
I don't know what this is. Multicolored
zebra. Zebra in fields prancing around.
It's fitting for the environment. It's fitting for the environment.
I'm not going to hate you.
Thank you. I think I shaved my head, but I needed a tan on it. Because you know when you shave your head and it hasn't had the sun.
Color difference.
Did you put fake tan on your head?
No, but I need a normal tan to hit it. Otherwise, it comes out all patchy. So like,
got you. You know. Got you. So now he's sorted. He's ready.
I'm ready now for the summer. I'm ready for the heat wave when I come back. let's talk about... So game one done. We had predictions last season. Suki's got... Suki, did anyone get it right?
No, we're all sitting on 0 points.
No, we changed the rules, remember?
No, we didn't. No, we
you
did
changed the rules, Cass.
You we changed the rules.
We changed rules. You're still on 0 points.
No, because I got how many goals we scored.
No, but right. you need to get the result right.
There you go. Zero.
Not right. That's not what I said.
That's great. Suki, I like you.
Suki's wrong.
That makes sense. No, that's fine.
I've got your receipts on my phone. Have you agreed to
that? Yeah, exactly. We'll sort it out off air.
Corruption.
But basically, everyone went for a win for Liverpool and we played Fulham. It didn't happen like that. Most of us got the team selection right, actually. But I think the only discrepancy we had was Firmino starting instead of Nunes. Now,
let me ask you, we predicted that.
No, two of us did. Two of us didn't. No, no. That was, like I said, was the only thing that was up in the air. Ellie, did Klopp make a mistake by not starting Nunes in that game last week?
100%. And you know what? I actually wanted him to start Nunes, but I just thought he'd start Firmino. That's why I said it. And I knew he would. But and it's this whole thing, we're going back to this loyalty thing, the difference between it. He needs to, you know, the reason we haven't won more trophies is he's been a bit too loyal sometimes in certain games, and it's cost us. And I hope he's learned. I know as much as the players have learned, I hope he's learned from this game in many ways. But yeah, Nunes, when he came on, wasn't spectacular, but just did his job. And that's what you need from a goal scorer. Just do your job. He puts the ball in the net. He gets chances to put the ball in the net, even if he doesn't score. And he helps other people score. Job done. He's not the prettiest striker in terms of style, but he just does his job. And he's done it pretty much from every game he's played this season. Every time he's come on, he's pretty much done what he's meant to do. And we can't argue that. I think Monday Klopp can't do it any longer where he doesn't start him, because if he does, then he's only got himself to blame now. So hopefully he's learned from that.
Yeah, we'll talk about Monday in a bit. Suki, just briefly talk us through the game, because we didn't start well, and I think we struggled for the majority of the game, and we went behind twice, actually. So what was the game like in terms of our performance and how we did?
We weren't very good. We didn't deserve the win from the game. That first half was as bad as it gets for us, I think. We got completely outplayed by Fulham. So a team who are just coming up from the Championship, and you just don't want that. It's like we have this issue against smaller teams. I was really excited after the other week because we beat City. City meant to be the best team in the world. We beat them in the Charity Cup. I thought, wow, this is going to be a great season. I genuinely think we've got a strong shot at the league. But I think it's the same old issue where we don't turn up against what we consider the poorer teams. We get complacent and we just didn't turn up. The midfield didn't work very well. Trent's defending was absolutely shocking all game. Even his delivery actually was really poor. And even Verge's defending against Mitrovic. Mitrovic did him not just once for the penalty, but a couple of times turned him. There's one time where he turned both Hendo and Verge at the same time. And I was like, what is going on? But yeah, we didn't seem to want it. They were sort of faster than us to the ball. They were stronger on the 50-50s. They just had more of a desire to win than we did. I don't know if it's complacency. I actually thought second half we were better. We got better at the start of the second half, especially after we got our goal.
Nunes came on.
Yeah, when Nunes came on, I genuinely thought we were just going to turn the game around and win it at that point. And then I could have easily seen it being 3-4-1, because that happened a few times last season where we went behind, and then when we got a goal, we got into the game and we sort of won it. But no, they sort of scored against the run of play, and yeah, it probably was a penalty. I'd definitely claim a penalty if it was the other way around. I did think he went down softly, but sometimes you do have to go down to get the penalty. But yeah, that sort of came against the run of play. It's shocking defending. We gave the ball away cheaply as well just before it, actually. And then, yeah, didn't really threaten again. It would have been lucky if Hendo's shot at the end went in, that hit the bar.
Well, that's what you want from a midfielder, though, taking a quality shot like that at the end and not blazing it over like an idiot. But we can discuss midfield.
They both didn't go in, though.
Midfield calamities in a moment. That is the biggest area of contention, I'm sure. But Dre, Mr. Positive, poor performance. I think we all agreed on that. There's no discussion about that whatsoever. Really, really poor performance bias. Were there any bright spots whatsoever from that game last week for you?
Yeah, I mean, like on the actual performance, like, you know, it's pretty much, if I could describe it in one word, with our performance, is arrogance. And it's just like, you know, Fulham were supposed to stick to our plan. We are supposed to, you know, the plan was for us to be able to come, you know, there's, you know, just basically play and do what we wanted to do and get the 3 points and then keep it moving. And then, as Mike Tyson says, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. And that's exactly what Fulham did. If Fulham were not messing around, Fulham were like, listen, we're looking to stay up. We're sick and tired of being a yo-yo club. They're very well coached, very well organised, and they fought for their lives. And Liverpool didn't looked like they were mentally prepared to fight for the right to be able to play that we the way that we normally play. They weren't. They looked like they were just, you know, I don't know, just still on the high of beating City, and that's obviously not getting us any points. So the performance overall was you know, subpar. But if I'm looking at a positive, definitely, you know, when Nunes came in, he literally caused them problems left, right and centre. And then it actually, where I was a little bit more on the fence with Nunes before, like, I, you know, I wanted him to prove that he could play for us. I think that he definitely is going to be scoring but hand bagful of goals. I feel that he, no defence in this Premier League, from what I've seen there, can actually handle him. You know, if he's got pace, he's got strength, you know, he caused problems all around the place.
He clocked the fastest speed out of any player in the Premier League on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, he literally is the strength. I was quite impressed with, like, the fact that he's able to hold off defenders. And I think that, to be honest with you, I would like, not that I'm saying Bobby's finishing any form of way, because I don't think he is. I just think he had a terrible game. He's played many, many good games for us before. And I think this, but I would like to start off with Nunes moving forward to be able to cause havoc, score the goals, and then you could take him off if you want to, you know, kind of save him. Because obviously he has had injuries in the past. But, you know, him and Salah is going to be an amazing partnership, you know.
Yeah, I think the issue
when he came on. He
linked Harvey, I thought Harvey was all right.
Yeah, special
I thought
Harvey
was all same. Right.
And Milner was
good. I told you about Milner in pre-season. You lot laughed at me. I said he was.
I didn't. I rate Milner. These two weren't rid of Milner. I rate Milner.
Honestly, I'm not with him because we shouldn't be relying upon, like, I'm not. It's not.
Well, that's a very good question. Yeah.
And yet, here we are.
Yeah, but he came on.
No, but him coming on does not help your other conversation.
No, it does not. No, because he came on because we was getting bullied in midfield, and when Milner comes on. Milner comes on to actually put everyone in at ease and then fight the fight for us. He's the hard man. And, it, you know, at the end of the day, is that this but a soft midfield that we've got at the moment full of injuries and unreliabilities. That's why we are where we are.
I mean, I think we all agreed. I mean, you're right. The defence played poorly in that game. But
it played poorly,
we know they've got quality in there. I think it takes Virg and Trent a little bit of time at the start of each season to really get into it.
Yeah.
So Trent. I'm not too worried. Yeah, I'm not too worried about that. And we've got options there as well because we've got Gomez signed on a new contract. Konate can come in, although he's injured at the moment. Bit of an issue. But yeah, not too worried about defence.
The real issue today, apparently.
Well, I just saw that. Yeah, one of you shared that, which then my other thing from last week was that we should be playing Gomez. Now let's just give him a proper run in central defence, which is where he's worked best with Virg. And a few games in, I think he'll be ready. So I'm not too worried about that. Where I'm worried, and you all agree on this, is midfield. We've got problems there. We've discussed most of them. But at this stage, where we're at, let me ask you, Dre, how much of a mistake is it going to be if we don't sign a midfielder?
Massive. Yeah, I mean...
Whose fault is it if we don't sign a midfielder?
Klopp. Because at the end of the day is that if you keep on, if you're the front man and you keep on saying, we have enough. I mean, I don't think they're just going to buy any player without his go-ahead. They're not just...
I was going to say, I heard his pre-match interview today about the game, and one of the obviously one of the first one. Questions. Yeah, and he actually said this is as far as I think they must be thinking about it, because he actually went as far as to say, you know, yes, we have solutions here. He goes, but one of the solutions is also looking for players from other clubs that can do a job in the long term, not just now. He goes, but it's not that easy. They have to be available. They have to. So that for me means, okay, he's thinking about it because he actually talked about it. Otherwise, he just like bats it away straight away. It doesn't mean they're definitely going to do something, but at least I'm get a little bit more confidence that we're actually considering it.
That tells me we want Bellingham. We're not getting Bellingham this year, so we're going to wait and try and get him.
Here's the thing. He cannot, as annoying as it is for us, he cannot come out and say, hey, we need to get a midfielder, because whatever price we were negotiating before goes right up. So if we were looking at getting Matheus Nunes, therefore that add another 10 to 15 million on it. Here's what I think. I think that we are going for this guy, and if we are going to go Nunes, or I mean, enough people have spoken about it. You know, it always has been a plan to go for two midfielders, and I think that Nunes, if reports are correct. Yeah. Was one of the ones anyway, but they're just going to move it forward. And but I don't understand why that's not the original plan in the first place.
Bellingham
is next year.
This season,
because what Klopp said,
we need them now.
But Klopp said in the interview, I'll clarify because you guys didn't hear it. What he actually said was that he said before that we weren't going to sign any more players. That's how he started. He goes, with the injuries now, they need to look at things. And that's when he started saying the things I was talking about. So that's why I reckon it's not about Bellingham, because Bellingham was always next year anyway. They knew that. They knew they couldn't get him now.
Why is he looking at that situation now? Look at who's injured in midfield.
I mean,
Ox injured again. No one relied on him. Thiago injured again in the middle of that game. Constantly injured. Naby, as much as you guys think he's got quality or not, that's a separate conversation. But injured again. Out. You cannot tell me this wasn't predictable. You cannot tell me that this wasn't predicted, though.
For once, I completely and utterly agree with you. I'm just so tired of this bargain basement mentality when we actually have the funds. And I know, the thing is for me, right, if you knew what you're going to do, don't let Tyler Morton go on loan, who's actually the one that's closest out the lot to being actually ready to play for us. But they sent him on loan, so they knew what they were doing. You know, they sent that Leighton Clarkson alone again. They knew what they were doing. He's another one that actually featured a little bit.
That's not the plan of negotiation? Maybe. The only thing I'm always going to push back on with you guys is that we're not City or Newcastle or whatever. Chelsea. Sensible, or Chelsea, where you're just splashing cash everywhere. The end of the day is that what they want to get, they have a value for a player, and they will stick to that value. They're not going to overpay. Yeah. And that's where we may disagree, but that's the model, and it has worked.
But the problem is you're saying that he doesn't want to talk about it because he might add value on top of a player and all that. Right. That's not the point. He should have bought these players already. It doesn't matter whether he's talking about it.
But say if you haven't come out with that agreement.
Nunes should have been
right. But Cass, are you going to pay £15 million more? And we're talking about £1 million, isn't it? £15 million more. Let's say, in theory, more than you value. So if you value a player at £30 million, are you going to pay £15 million to £20 million? I know I'm just assuming here, but let's just say that this is what happens. When Liverpool come in, Manchester United come in, City come in, whoever, Chelsea come in, the price goes up. So therefore,
but that happens.
We
overpaid. We overpaid for Nunes, right? We overpaid.
I disagree.
We massively overpaid.
We're paying for potential.
We both paid Darwin.
He could be worth it in the long run, but he overpaid.
I mean, we've gambled, so we don't know at the moment.
We need a striker, and we paid 10, 15 million more than what he was going for, I reckon. So same with Virgin. Ultimately, we paid a world record fee. It should have really cost a little bit less than that, but it worked out. These fees happen. For a midfielder, 10 million more, that's not a problem. But the point is, I don't care whether Klopp is talking about it now, saying, I don't want to mention it because it might have 10 million. Mm-hmm. He should have made that signing a week ago, before the start of this season.
But this is what I'm saying. I agree with you. But what I'm saying is that if that value, and if you look at it, they work as a group. So let's say, for example, there's six of them. Because it's not just him. This is not like Alex Ferguson days where he could just sign who he wants. Yeah, if the committee, including him, have actually said, you know what? This guy is 20 million over what we're willing to pay. Then they might be negotiating all the way up until now. If it's not the value, it's not the value.
This stuff is too late.
But we couldn't see. I get your point. Long term, for the whole season, none of our midfielders are reliable, except for maybe, I'll say Hendo and...
I rate Hendo, but he's not reliable at his age. He's not reliable.
I'm not saying that he's top level, but I'm saying that he's there more often than not.
Fitness-wise, Hendo every season has a period out.
Yeah, do you know who our most reliable player who can play in midfield is Milner. Milner will not break down.
Yeah, but he doesn't play that much.
Hamstring.
That's why
he gets a hamstring once a year. But generally,
he doesn't play that much. So what I'm saying is that you can plan for what you want to plan for. But at the end of the day, is if Porto say, "All right, okay, well, we want 70 million," then what are you going to do? You can't just say, "Okay, well, we're just going to do it."
Okay, Suki, Tielemans is on the market for reportedly 35 to 40 million. Would you pay that right now and get him in?
Oh, I think I would. If we're not going to get anybody else, I think I would get Tielemans in because he can score outside the box. I think he, although I think he has a few injury problems as well, doesn't he? That's the problem.
He's always injured too.
Yeah.
And also defensively, he's not the greatest. That's my problem with Tielemans. I think that if we rated Tielemans, we would have got him already. I think he'd be like, and also Leicester do overprice. I mean, look at Maguire. But they overprice their players. They don't back down either. They're pretty good at it. To be fair, they're like Spurs. They're probably second to Spurs in that regard. And they don't back down on their prices, man. So I mean, I think if we're gonna get him, we're gonna pay over the odds for him. And that's definitely, like Dre said, that's definitely not our style.
Who would you get in midfield then? If you had a chance now, given how things are, and you've seen issues we've got from that first game, who would you get in?
I'll be honest. I'd get. I still think we're banking on Bellingham. I would have just. I just can't understand why we didn't do this. But Renato Sanchez went for 15 million euros. I just think that he's injury prone, but so at least he fits in. Like everyone can come and go, and you know, with injuries there and there and back, for 15 million and a young player still, good quality player, kind of player we need, good tackling, good bringing the ball forward. For me, that would have been like a perfect like stopgap signing. And you know that we'll make him more expensive than that because that's what Liverpool does. You know, we'd make money on him. And I just think that was to not go for him. But the reason, I agree with James in that respect, in that I think there's a reason we didn't go for that type of signing is because we thought we have someone else. Because what we are good at is we want a player, we go for a player. And I'm not just talking about Bellingham. I think there is another name. Because because Tchouaméni was linked at the start, right? And I'm not convinced that if we signed Tchouaméni, we weren't still going for Bellingham. I think we were always going for Bellingham. So I think Tchouaméni was another option. And so when the price went up, we're like, we're not buying that and buying Bellingham. We can't afford that. So we need to look at another option midfield.
Yeah.
Now, I think we've been trying to work quietly. Like, I remember the season, summer, when the Thiago chat was happening. Thiago this. And on the pretty much the very end of the window, it happened.
But your chat now... Your chat now about next season, we're lining Bellingham up, he's coming, guaranteed. This sounds very much like your chat about Mbappe coming, saying, we're going to line him up. He's lined up next season. You watch. Nike are going to do it.
And
100% fell flat. And I think for these big signings, all of this chat about, we're lining them up, it doesn't happen
Mbappe
like that.
Mbappe and Bellingham are very different.
Sounds like the Royce chat from a few years ago.
Oh, Marcus, right. That was every week.
We thought Royce was going to be a banker as a Liverpool player, and it just never happened.
Yeah, but I'm not comfortable. I don't know about you, but I'm not comfortable putting all of our hopes in midfield down to a 19-year-old boy.
Same. I agree with you on this.
It's absolutely ridiculous. That's what I'm thinking. When you're looking at Mateus Nunes, because it's not come out of nowhere. People just haven't grabbed that name out of the sky. They've obviously been speaking about him, but obviously the valuation hasn't been met. Now,
and the fact that
this guy is supposed to be said by many outlets that he's the best midfielder and top three player in
Guardiola said in
Portugal and one of the best midfielders in Europe. Go for the best. Don't just I would rather wait with what we have rather than just buying another sick note. Unless we're going to get someone like Ruben Neves.
I wouldn't. Because we're not going to win
we
anything.
We can't afford to.
If we just wait.
Yeah, but what? Who? But Cass, who are you going to buy?
I would buy someone. So even if you buy that.
Renato Sanchez was 15.
No, you wanted him. But Ellie, that doesn't answer the question. That's who you wanted, but we didn't get him and he's gone.
All right,
Who would you get right now?
Who would I get now? I would look at other Premier League clubs, to be honest.
No, I mean, Neves has got to be at the top of it.
If you want Neves, you just pay the 15 million extra.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Well, no, that's what I would do. But I'm saying if it's too much, if they're saying you look for an option around 20, 25 million, you could look around, and say, okay, who could we go for 20, 25 million? And
Dre, why are you saying Nunes is overpriced? How much is he quoted at now that you're saying, that's too much?
I mean, this is all paper talk. This is all like, you know, not me personally, yeah. I don't know him, but I think the valuation apparently is like between 20, 25 million over, you know. And
what, so
you know, at the end of the day, is that look, we've got an impeccable record in transfers, yeah. And that's the way that they do things. Now, I think they should be able to foresee that we have got a whole bunch of all positions in our team. Midfield is the most sick notes.
But why do you think that they can see that when they couldn't see it when we had the same issue in defence 2 seasons ago? What makes you think that they've learned that lesson and they're going to be like, oh yeah, because they kept on saying, yeah, we will. And there's not long left in the window. This is the other thing, because this, you know, sometimes you say, oh, well, it's a conversation that we can keep having this whole season. We won't have this conversation again, because the minute that window shuts and we don't buy a midfielder, then the blame is on Klopp. And we can see how the team is performing without
that midfielder.
I don't
think we have learned from our lesson, Gus.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry. Midfielder, I forgot. I just remembered one. There's the guy that Everton signed, Onana. The chats were linked with him, and he's solid player. Like, you know, like, look, at the end of the day, right, there's so many players of that kind of standard around Europe in various German clubs that we could prize away. That would just be a solid option. There's Benassa, AC Milan, centre mid. We've been looking at him as well, apparently.
And yeah, but if really clubs don't want to sell them, this Elliot,
yeah,
and
I know,
everyone else,
I,
like,
I know,
if
I
they
know,
don't
I
want
know,
to sell, so therefore, like, if you have your number one target.
Well, hang on.
You're gone.
Wait, I just thought that I just read another rumor, and it's quite a stronger rumor that we want that midfielder from is it Inter, Brozovic?
Yes, there's another one.
Yeah, Brozovic, Barella as well. You know, the same.
And we're looking to swap one of our players for this
no,
guy.
No, that's been rubbish by James.
It's Pierce, not been really. Rubbish. It's not been
has,
rubbish.
I'll take that.
Gondre.
I mean, I'll take that. I'll be honest. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, right now, we're talking about reliability. Like,
I'll drive him there. I'll drive him there.
Our midfielders are supposed to be, obviously, are the heartbeat of the team. We can't keep on doing this, and this includes Ox. You guys know how much I love him, but Lord, we can't keep on doing this stuff now. Like, there has to be.
What's Naby
and
done
we
wrong
are
this season? What's Naby done wrong this season?
What's he done?
He missed the first game.
This season,
he missed the first game.
I'm not saying like
Cass doesn't
rate him when he's playing. I rate him when he plays. He doesn't play enough. There is always something all the time. And if, let's say you're running a company, Ellie, and, you know, this person's always sick note, like Darren Addington, then at some point you're going to get pissed off and just be like, all right, that's it now.
Yeah, I know. But when's the last injury that he had? It was like January time. And
now!
Like a,
he's sick now!
No one,
sick!
No one,
sick!
Yeah,
I mean, just,
but no one's just...
Oh, come on, man.
We're talking about not being available for our midfield. I don't care what the excuse is. It could be like he had a speeding fine. It could be this. It could be that. Just need availability. And he's not available. That's the problem.
All right. Would you have taken Genie back? Question, everyone.
Yes.
That's a good question.
I know. Me and Suki always disagree on this one.
I would have. Perfect stopgap. No, I would have. Perfect stopgap.
He plays. He's always available.
Correct.
He's
but
always
at least
there.
He knows what we do. You know, so just for one season.
Which leads me... They're gone.
I'm a fan of Genie, and if you would have asked me a while ago, I would have said yes. But I just think I don't know if he would have come back and been effective. It would have been an issue. But I think, given the situation we're in right now, yeah, I would have taken him.
But all right, let's just be clear, right? Before we get into panic stations, and Suki, I'm sure you agree. I think with what we've got, we've got enough to beat.
No, we don't.
We've got enough to beat Fulham. We've got. No, I'm not
we
saying.
Did.
No,
we did.
No. What I'm saying. What I'm saying. I know we didn't. But what I'm saying
that,
is that.
That'll be the snippet. That'll be the snippet.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have enough to beat the likes of Fulham. We have enough when performing well. And we have enough to be able to beat Palace.
I disagree.
You can't caveat it with when performing well. We could have 11 players and say when performing well, we could beat anybody.
Well, obviously they can't perform as badly as they did last week.
That's the point. By having a midfielder,
they didn't perform. It wasn't nothing to do with injuries. It was because of lack of effort. That's what it was.
We haven't signed enough players full stop. And I'll tell you why. We had 3 forwards go out, right? Minamino, Origi, and Mane, right? They
scored.
All our most effective goal scorers apart from Salah. We only kept one, and we signed one And I'm not including Diaz because he was part of last season's work and we still missed it, right? So as far as I'm concerned...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You've got him now, haven't you? So
okay, yeah, I know. But what I'm saying, he wasn't new. He was, for me, he wasn't a new signing. We had
he was needed
right?
last season, so that shouldn't count.
Yeah, we were already sure exactly. when we got him we're in. It's already not like sure. he's an
correct.
Addition.
Correct. Right. So, and we sold three. So that means everyone's like, oh, Firmino can play midfield. Hang on, we only got one striker, though. So who's going to play up front? So does that mean that Diaz and then, you know, and then, oh, Carvalho can play winger? He ain't a winger.
And also,
you have Carvalho as well. So
but he's not
I'm,
a winger, though. I just said that. He's a number 10.
Yeah, but you're saying that we're going to play 4-3-3 forever. Like, when he comes on, the formation changes.
Yeah, but why? It's the start of the season, Dre. We played 65 games or 64 games. I see. Why are we short now? Why are we short now? We haven't even done anything yet.
I wouldn't say we're short up front.
Okay, Dre. I haven't even finished, right? We signed a right back replacement, right?
Yep.
That girl, the kid, injured.
Sick.
Ramsey.
Sick. Injured.
Another one.
Yeah, injured. Great player, apparently, but injured. So Trent's got no replacement again. Simikas, he's on the way back, but he's injured. Robbo's got no replacement again. Two centre backs injured, Konate and Matip. So now we only got two now. Seth van der Berg might go on loan. Nat Phillips are the only two options. So that's it. We're down to bare bones. Keeper Keller's
but Konate's supposed to be Allison, on the way back now.
Okay, well, we'll see.
And Konate is better than Gomez.
I agree. I thought it one day. Yeah,
wait.
No, he was. Okay, all right. Keeper. Adrian's currently our second number two. Adrian's our number two, mate. You know, so we're down there.
Yeah, but you're... Midfield. Alisson doesn't miss many games.
For a goalkeeper, Alisson misses far too many games for my liking.
Yeah.
Even if he misses three games.
Since he's been at the club, he's missed a whole bunch of games.
He's got a short memory,
right? Why do you think we complain about Adrian so much? It's because he had to come in for Alisson because Alisson was injured.
Correct.
Alisson got bloody sent off. That's what happened. That's why.
He started the season. Adrian started the games. I remember when he played against Norwich and letting those ridiculous.
Oh, when he did his
actions. I think it was a whole run of games at the start of that.
Is that eight games?
He's not. Like, we're not. Games, right, come on. Let's just be realistic.
So
we're not comparing injuries with Keita and Ox, who are always
injury-prone players, you have to.
Yeah, but you can't keep on just buying players, can you?
What I'm saying is that we're not ready for this season. We are not ready. Our squad is not ready for this season. It isn't. And you can't pretend...
I would say we're one midfield. I'm with you up until with the midfield.
You see our bench against Fulham? Did you see that?
Right, okay. But where I'm going to agree with Klopp is on this, is that you can't keep on just buying players. You have to think long term. So therefore, you can't just keep on doing what
you
Chelsea
can if you sell. You can if you sell.
This is Agenda FC.
Not just that one player. We should have sold earlier.
Ox
should have gone a long time ago. Even Milner, who I rate, but he's so old now that if we let him go...
Yeah, but how do you know there's on a free or whatever? There might not be in the office for him.
Who?
We wanted 10 mil.
There might not be in the office. This is not Football Manager or FIFA. In real life, no one is going to be offering stupid money for a person with 1 year left.
Yeah, but then why do you keep saying that we have to keep paying stupid money?
No, what I'm saying is that we already have him, so therefore that's irrelevant.
The problem is our mentality. Look at even Arsenal, man. Look at Forest. Look at Nottingham Forest.
No, I don't know about Forest.
No,
come on,
but
don't bring up Arsenal.
Arsenal are a good example.
But
you're gonna get humbled. You're gonna get humbled by Arsenal this season.
Dre, we got as far as we could in all competitions. We made money. Even last year, we didn't spend a great deal. This summer, we've made money.
Exactly.
So we've got no excuse not to spend. Like, some clubs have.
Yeah, but they're not.
Hang on, Dre. Ellie's right. He's just made the bang on point there. Because you kept on banging on about, what a wonderful season we had last season. We played in every single game possible. We won two finals. We got to the other final. We got second in the league. We were so close to City. There's a lot of money in those positions. So you would be expected to overpay to a certain degree for players. So why have we not done that then?
all of that success, what's the point in all of that success if you're not going to build on it and buy the players that you need?
Hey,
to
hey,
we've made money.
What I'm saying is this.
We've made money.
I am a firm believer, and because remember, obviously, they're renewing contracts as well, so they're renewing Salah's contracts, so that money, some of that money went to
Harvey
that as well.
Again.
So you're thinking Harvey, you know, so there's other people going to be, they're going to renew someone else's contract. I can't remember who it is now. Oh, God. Yeah,
Before we go down that rabbit hole, I'm going to move it on slightly because we did discuss some of the teams that we thought were going to do well and not do so well. Suki, who impressed you from last week's games? I know it's just one game, so we're not going to go crazy on it, but who did you watch and who did you think actually, or even individuals, some of the new signings, who impressed you last week?
Well, Haaland's going to bag goals. I think we know that. Whoever doubted that, he got...
I think there was quite a few doubters here, actually. A few doubting Thomases in this room.
Those two goals were goals City don't score last season. Mm. He won then the penalty. It was speed. It was bursting. And then he charged through for the second goal. He's going to get them loads of goals. Those two goals for him came easy. That's two in one game already. And he hardly had to try. And City, I didn't think, were that good. But he got them to win the game. Tottenham looked solid with their 4-1 victory. I wasn't that overly impressed by everybody else, to be honest. A lot of people were impressed by Arsenal, but I thought they didn't look great in the second half. I didn't think Chelsea were that great either, but then they did go away to Everton, whereas we had...
These teams won, yeah? They won their games, yeah?
Yeah, these guys...
By a penalty, and they got outplayed the whole game.
But they're better than us. So analysis, they wouldn't be impressed with us. And we're definitely
100% not.
And actually, if you look at the so-called top six teams, we're actually fifth next to United, whereas the other four teams...
Well, I mean, we're in a better position than United, obviously, but...
To be honest, that's when I started smiling again. That was the point of the weekend that turned my crown upside down. Because I was struggling to let it go. I was so frustrated. Every time I thought I was over it, I'd see another news snippet. I'd think back to another hoofed pass or just Virgil just being too arrogant.
But
I like
it's a warning sign though. It's a warning sign that if you don't get these signings right, if you doesn't matter how big you are, no one ever thought Man United would slide. They would never, you know, they won't even be in contention for top four, but it can happen. Yeah. And you've got to be wary of teams coming up on the outside. Obviously Arsenal are one of them. All right. Well, I think we'll discuss that in a bit. Let's have a quick preview of who we've got coming up. Who are we playing, and what do you think is who would you pick in the next game? We've got Crystal Palace, right?
Palace Monday. Yeah.
Go on. What changes would you make from the team that started, and bearing in mind some of the injuries as well, Suki?
Nunes has got to come in. He's got to start. Nunes and Salah looked good together. Gomez is going to come in because we've got no choice, but I like Gomez too, so I'm looking forward to seeing him get in form. Trent's got to do better, man. Trent started so badly. It actually annoys me because Trent, I think, is actually solid defensively. He has a weakness at the back post defending, actually, and every time he makes an error back post defending, which actually happened against Brentford last season, he's very quick to be called out. I don't think he's as bad as everybody says. I think he's solid on his feet, but yeah, back post defending isn't good enough.
He forgets to jump. It's like he forgets to jump. It's a strange one.
Yeah, but it's bizarre. So back four is going to be the same. Apart from Gomez coming in. We've got Ali will be the same. Front three is going to be Diaz, Nunes and Salah, hopefully. I'd like to see Diaz was close to scoring a couple of times, but didn't quite get the goal. He needs some goals. Midfield's such a tricky one. Who's available? I don't even know who's available.
Naby's available.
Ellie, who's your midfield for Crystal Palace?
My midfield for Palace is Fabinho and Naby on the left. Hendo, the same that started the Carabao Cup final against Chelsea.
I think that's what he's going to go for, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not got many choices, has he?
Well, I think...
Sorry,
honest,
was it Fabinho, Hendo, Harvey, and who?
Naby on the left. I think he does, because Harvey, I thought, was tremendous when he came on. But I just think he won't risk him so early. I think he'll just go for solid and then try and expand. And also, to be fair, I don't know if you've seen in the preseason games, but Naby and Nunes actually linked up pretty well. You know, it's true. Mm. And Nunes kept on pulling up his lines. You know what it reminds me? I'm going to make... I'm going to make a prediction, right? And you can hold it.
The new Gerrard and Torres, yeah?
No. It's different, actually. It's the new it's the new Werner and Gnabry. When Gnabry's at Leipzig, the kind of runs that Timo Werner used to make. Werner used to look good because of the... Gnabry got so many assists with Werner when he's at Leipzig. And I think him and Nunes are going to be similar. From what I've seen in preseason,
I think that tells you how awful that league is. That the two players you're talking about, Gnabry and Werner, are probably two of the worst 40-plus million signings in the history of the Premier League.
Ooh.
Who's going to disagree with that? They are awful.
Werner was decent.
What? At Chelsea? What are you talking about?
I think he's a decent player.
Werner's been better than Gnabry?
No. Well, I mean, he won the Champions League. He won the Champions League, bro. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, his performance...
Nabi.
I can't wait till next week. Then we can chat. I can't wait till next week so we can chat properly about the performance. And you guys, he's going to have such a good game. You guys aren't going to be able to deny any.
We'll
and what
I'm
looking
saying forward.
Now is going to happen. I've told you, Gnabry will supply Nunes.
I was rooting for Gnabry. I was with you rooting. And then it was like they had this mystery illness again. I was like, oh, come on. I've had
all
enough
of this shit now. What are you playing? What team are you playing then? You keep saying Special Harvey. Are
Special
you
Harvey's
Special
got
Harvey?
To play. Special Harvey,
starting.
I'll play him.
I'll start.
Let's be honest. Let me backtrack.
Mind your next
right. one. Who I would start? I would go with Milner, Hendo, and Fab. That's who I would go
Milner
with.
Milner starting.
Yeah, I would go with Milner for Palace. I'll go with Milner to start. It's a battle, and you have to be prepared for this battle. We got punched in the mouth several times last week. So therefore, you have to have people that actually can be
Ray's
physical.
A new phrase, getting punched in the mouth. Clearly, watch some.
That's what's gonna happen. Instead of being ungrateful, the new word is punch in the mouth. I've been looking to dominate and win the midfield, and then obviously you can bring on Carvalho and Special Harv later on. But
So you all think Palace is an easy game?
No, I didn't say that.
I said that.
You're looking to dominate. You're talking about dominating.
Yeah, you have
I don't
to dominate.
Can, I don't think, but I don't yeah, think we can dominate a team like Palace. That's going to be a tough game. I think we just have to win.
I agree. This game, the result's more important than the score. I agree that we can't go two games and not win. I don't think we have to win.
If we're talking about we're still early enough in the season for us.
I disagree.
How can you disagree with a point that I've been made?
I haven't made
the point yet.
Yeah, you have. Right. He said we have to win. Are you disagreeing with that?
We do have to win. I want us to win every game. But what I'm saying is that
you're changing the point.
Ellie made the point.
He said we have to win. There's no discussion about
I'm saying yes, we do. What I'm saying is that I'm not gonna say that the season is lost because we drew last week's
then
game.
You're saying we don't
what
have
I'm saying
to
is I didn't say that. I'm saying, can I make my point, please, people? Jesus Christ. Right. Now, what I'm saying is that I think that it's not going to be that 99-point season anymore. I think that with City, they're going to be losing. They've lost a few leaders.
That's the only chance.
Yeah, Bernardo Silva, Sterling, and Jesus. Yeah, but he's going to go. Like, he's already... from the time he starts thanking the fans for their support...
I don't think we can rely on that yet, though, Dre.
I'm not relying on it. I'm just saying that...
They've already got points from a game they dropped points in last season.
And that's fine. But what I'm saying is that I do believe we're going to win this game. We'll do it game by game.
Okay,
I do think we're going to win this game.
Okay, so you made your point, but you still actually didn't answer the point that Ellie raised, which is that... If we don't win this game, is it panic stations? Are you then going to say we've lost a lot of ground to Man City if they win their next game?
No.
All right, points behind City at this stage, two games
It's one game in. You're ringing the bell already. It's one game.
It is one
game.
If
you can't hear how ridiculous that sounds, it's one game we've played.
It's one game. It's with a transfer window closing. It's with a team that we're chasing being stronger. Right. Than us at this stage. There's a lot.
I would say judge where we are in after five games. Personally,
my problem is if we had a fully fit squad, right? Yeah. Because bear in mind, it's only going to get harder. more competitions, World Cup, all this kind of stuff, international games. It's only going to get harder. So our squad, realistically, is probably going to get worse. I mean, I'm just being realistic now. It just happens. No, come on. With games, people get injured. It's just going
to
happen.
But then also
right?
can happen so to other people, can't it?
It can. But I'm just trying to say is, what I saw on Saturday is a squad that didn't look capable of competing. A squad. I'm not saying that our 11 couldn't have won. We could have. We could have if we turned up. Of course we could. But I looked at that bench. I thought we had five subs. And there weren't five subs I wanted to make. And that is dangerous. First
that squad season, that was out there at Fulham should have been enough to be able to win that game.
It should have.
What it was is that people rolled up like they would like they've already won the game.
But my point, I agree with you, Dre. And I'm an optimist, man. I'm like, you know, I'm a mega optimist. But the point I had to look at and the reality I had to face was when I looked at that team, last season I'd look at the bench, we'd have Minamino, Origi, who probably weren't even gonna come on, but I knew they were there, right? You know. And we had a couple of options in midfield. Regardless, you know, we had at least someone. And Ox was kind of there. We didn't even use Ox. We didn't even have to use Ox. We had that many, you know. And we still couldn't quite make it. This season, I'm looking at our bench. I'm looking at who's there. Bajic, you know, Seth van der Berg on the thingy. No right back options. No left back options. Right. Okay. Up front, the only option really was Nunes. And he should have started anyway. And then, okay, we got Carvalho. All right, cool. But he's it's a bit early to be putting that kind of pressure on a kid. He's just arrived.
He's ready now.
He's got the talent. Yeah, okay, he might be. But
he's ready now. Harvey's ready now.
No.
So yeah, but you can't play both of them. You ain't playing both of them.
All right. Let me put the point in.
But you did.
Those two. No, but Dre, those two played in that friendly. We got spanked by Strasbourg in Anfield. Those two players started
that
game
that one.
And got really smashed. No, but it's because these are the players we're relying on, apparently.
I'll ask you guys. When those two came on, if we're just talking about like being ready, key moments, like we was looking to win the game. It's not like we're 4-0 up. You know what I mean?
Dre, we got better, but we couldn't really get much worse. Let's be honest. Yeah. The level was so damn low that we couldn't have got
worse. No, we could have got lost. We could have got worse because we could have lost. And we were looking to win the game.
I'm not on about the score right now. I'm on about performance right now. Yeah, you're right, though. It could have been worse. We could have lost. And, you know, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is performance-wise, we were so bad that anything was different. I mean, Harvey was arguably, him and Nunes, I'd say, were our best two in the second half, personally. Salah was up there as well, but they couldn't really find Salah much. But anyway, but what I'm saying is that, like, we can't, this is the start of the season, the start, the beginning.
Right.
We can't be that weak already. Not already.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but at the end of the day, you're talking about getting one signing, and one signing is not going to make a massive difference Hayter and everyone else being there.
Okay, Dre, but who do we play in the Carabao Cup, though? I'm not even on about one signing. I'm on about a few, really. I said we need at least one. I said if we don't get one, I would actually go for a couple, but... Or I wouldn't have done certain things that we've done already, but that's another story. Huh?
Where?
I think we need another forward player. I think we're a forward player short. Yeah. We've been linked.
I think we're...
We've been linked. No, we're not, though, because we've been linked with another... We've been linked with a young 19-year-old, some guy. We've been linked with a few.
If you can't see that Carvalho is ready now, like, I don't know what to say.
He's not a winger. He's ready, but he's not a winger.
Yeah, but you
he's
don't have to keep on playing that
he's
same...
He's never had a Premier League game. You can't say somebody's ready when they've not had any Premier League experience.
But at the end of the day, is that from the eye test that I've seen, him and Harvey Elliott look ready now.
All right. Okay, Dre, who...
The same way that you lot can ring the bell panic stations.
All right.
I can see that these
guys... Our front three, right? We've got... Ideally, our front three, right? We've got Diaz, Nunes, Salah, right?
Right.
So who is Diaz's replacement? You're saying Carvalho is his replacement for the season. And we got one. Remember, that's it, right? Firmino is Nunes' replacement. We got one.
Right.
And Salah, you're telling me that our only replacement is Harvey Elliott.
No, there's Jota. Jota when he's fit. There's Jota when he's
fit. When he comes back. All right.
This is why I don't think up front is the issue. But when you're looking at midfield and there's players dropping out, it's only that's where the problem is. If we sign two players, I would sign two midfielders because that's where we've got more problems than anywhere else.
I'll tell you what, Firmino gets injured. Last season, he's been getting injured a lot, right? So we can't run him whole season. Jota gets injured. So you're telling me if those two players get injured, our only backup forwards are Carvalho and Harvey Elliott. That's it. That is it.
How many players do you want us to sign? That's my point.
I told you two.
Then you have to do something that none of you want to do, which is sell Bobby. If you're going to buy that 19-year-old striker, whatever he is,
if you're saying
Bobby keeps getting injured, I agree with you. You can't just keep buying players. One of them's got to go. But Cass, we sold three,
and we bought one. My point is that you can't give us back the numbers we had. Give us back the numbers we had.
You're making the same mistake in midfield that we made a mistake, is that you're counting players as part of the unit now when they're injury prone. You can't count Bobby as a player that we can rely on up front if he's going to be injury prone. He's got to go for someone else to come in. This is why, on paper, we've got enough midfielders, but all of us are saying we haven't, because so many of them are injury prone. So we've got to move them on to get in the next one.
Look, I understand that. I understand that argument, but I'm
deflecting away from Nabi.
I understand that argument.
Shiny light. Look over here.
Okay. We're going down that rabbit hole again. Yeah. We haven't done the predictions yet, but before we do that, before Suki gets his spreadsheet out, which I'm actually currently leading the
predictions. You're not leading nothing. I am. I got it right.
It's recorded. Share it on the thing. But Dre, you watch a lot of Palace. You watch a lot more Palace than we do. You probably watch more Palace than Liverpool.
Are there
any players that we should be worried about in this game? Who do you think we should keep an eye on from Palace?
Only Zaha. Zaha's the only player.
No, Dre.
No, be
like
honest.
That.
Be honest. What is this?
That's the only player. To be honest with you, they look toothless. They look like. I think when Conor Gallagher was playing for them, and hopefully he goes back there, therefore they got more of a variation. So there's a two-pronged threat. Now, I don't really see what they have. Eze is a good player.
Correct.
That finish that he did wasn't. He was like, he must have passed
so
it back.
Angry they didn't beat Arsenal. Just don't be so bitter that they didn't beat Arsenal.
I'm not saying they're crap. I think you basically said
they've only got Zaha and that's it.
No, I think that he's their star player and their main threat. Bottom line.
My question was, is he the only threat? Is there no one else?
The only threat that I recognise is Zaha. That's the only one. I think anyone can have their day, but I don't think you're going to have your day against... If we play to our potential and how we should be playing as we normally do, then we will beat them handily. But if we don't... Then we
Personally,
won't.
I'm glad you said this. Because now if we don't win this game, then that means we lost to a team or we didn't get 4 points against a team that you think has only got one player that can
offer. I'm agreed.
And that is a big slap down for everything that we've been talking about for the rest of this season. So moving on from there, let's start with the ghost of Suki. What's the scoreline? What's your prediction on the score?
3-0.
Oh, here we go.
I think we're going to have a reaction. I think Nunes is going to start. I think Nunes and
Salah. Halfway is at Palace. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
3-0.
Who's going to score? Who do you think is going to bag some of the goals?
I think Nunes and Salah will score.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know.
3-0. So bearing in mind, under the new point system, you're going for a Liverpool win is your first prediction. The amount of goals that Liverpool score and the amount of goals that Liverpool concede. Those are the things that you can get points for. Agreed?
Yeah.
Correct. So when I say that I get a point for the Liverpool result in the last game,
it's because Liverpool scored two goals.
You just confirmed it, bitch.
No, the result has to be right.
Okay. That's not the whole list. Right. No.
What score are you predicting
that's,
for the game?
You only get the points for goals scored and a goal against.
Shush.
If you get the...
Shut up. No one cares. This is minutiae. You just confirmed it. Ellie, what do you think the score will be? And who do you think will score? And what do you think the scoreline will be?
I think it'll be 2-1 Liverpool win. I think we'll play better.
Lucas got more reasonable under a scoring system.
Because I have to be honest about what I'm seeing here. Gomez and Van Dijk haven't played together for a long time, right?
Fair.
And our defending's not exactly been spectacular of late. So, and they're dangerous going forward. So I can't rule out them scoring somehow. I can't rule that out. You know,
dangerous according to you, not according to some people.
Well, yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. And then I think Nunes will Actually, if Nunes starts, I think he'll bag a brace.
Mm. Any goals? No goals for Naby then.
So you're saying no?
No. Naby assist. You're saying Naby assist. Saleh won't. No, I'm predicting score. A Naby assist. No, hey. I don't think Saleh. I think Naby assist. Naby assist. I'm saying that now.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. Dre.
I'm going to go with 3-1. I've lost the faith of us keeping clean sheets anymore. No matter who plays, we always concede a goal. So it's annoying. But I think it'll be 3-1. I think that Salah will get 2 and Nunes will get 1.
Okay. Interesting.
But Luis Diaz, can I just say this before Suki talks? Luis Diaz, because you lot been like waxing lyrical about Luis Diaz. When's he going to get some hot seat, love? Because the end of the day is that he has not scored. And you could do all this running around
Klopp
all
said
you want.
Today, to be fair. When Klopp is he scoring? Klopp said it today. He said he could do with a goal. He said that he played well.
He should be scoring. Yeah. And you lot, and see how you lot, and especially you, Cass, you don't give him no heat in any form of way.
I'm going to go back and pull out the chat where I've said he needs to get some goals. I've said it better times.
No, but I said, getting heat. If you're going to give Naby heat, you have to give him heat.
That's because Naby's never playing. It's not because he's not scoring goals. Forget the goals.
If you're
going
to give Bobby heat, then you have to give him it.
Bobby is finished. I've said that from 2 seasons ago. I would.
Sorry, Suki. I'll cut into you. Sorry, buddy.
Well, he didn't actually, because Suki's already done his prediction. It's my turn.
Is he?
I reckon it's going to be. I think it's going to be 2-1 as well. Actually, I'm going with that. That's one that I normally predict. You lot are the ones that have toned it down.
Ellie has toned it down.
No,
100%.
He knows
under this new scoring system. He's getting penalized if he comes out with those signals.
You know what it is, though? I've looked at our squad and where we're at, and I'm thinking...
You don't believe in Special Harvin and
No,
Cavalier.
I believe in... No, un- if un- we had...
Ungrateful.
Without the injuries, I'd be bullish. I'd be so bullish. But we've got
Ellie, Suki, what did Ellie predict for the game against Fulham?
Ellie predicted 3-1, to be fair.
And what does he predict today?
2-1.
So the addition of Naby Keita in a home game means we go down 1 goal. That's interesting. I think that's it for the
No, he's taking the performance of last week into account of the prediction, whereas the point of
joke.
Last week.
Thank you, Suki. I love you, Suki. You're the man, Suki.
He's ruined the wrap up. We'll have to do it again. Cut it where the joke was, Dre. Don't worry about it. The other stuff. All right, pleasure as always, guys. Have we got midweek game next week, or is it just?
No,
we got Man United after that.
Monday after,
easy.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully, we'll have a midfielder by then. But in the meantime, thanks for joining us on the Red Reserve podcast. I'm sure the chat will be going on during Monday. Is everyone watching it live, or are you all off gallivanting somewhere?
I'll watch it live.
I'll be in England. Yes.
Okay. Good. So will I. Actually, we should all get together and watch it. No, we will. All right, everyone. See you all.
Are you going to be in England, Cass?
I will be in England. Yes. Again, as usual.
Lies.
Man, won't let me finish. Listen.
Sorry.
Everyone, have a great week. Avoid the heat wave, and join us again for episode 3 of season 3 of the Red Dead Podcast. Cow, I got it right at the end. Well done. Bye.